See, this right here, my favorite time of the year, boy. We talking about playoffs, man.
It's bittersweet.
Nah. I mean,
Sonny got bittersweet.
Sonny football's got done, bro. Regular season's done. That's
playoffs
it.
Playoffs is.
It's real sad, though, man.
Playoffs is like this, bro, in football. Like this. You blink and it's done.
It's true still.
But this is what we play the regular season for, man. This is what OTAs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All blood, that. Sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, all that.
Vomit.
You hear me?
I hear you still, man. It's just, I was just wondering how you're going to get along with it, man. You got two ponies in this race, yo.
Four ponies.
Yeah, two ponies in this race. Yeah, my boy got,
boy got
the Ravens. You know the second pony, bro. I ain't got to tell you.
Iconic pony.
You know what's the crazy part? Both of them might get first rounded.
Okay, I don't know about the Ravens.
Yeah, who are they playing? The Steelers, bro.
Have you seen the Steelers lately?
Division opponent, bro.
Have you seen the Steelers lately, bro?
Doesn't matter.
They've lost how many? Three straight?
Division opponent.
Four, but I mean.
And one of the teams they lost to was the Ravens.
That's the tough part, though.
Exactly.
Skunk them.
That's the tough part, though.
It's not, bro. Did you see Pickens?
I've been saying he's.
Where was he? You see him? Can we find Pickens?
I've been saying
he's checked out of that team, bro.
Honestly, bro, take the Steelers. Lose your money. Go ahead.
I'm not going to take the Steelers.
Brandon, yeah, lose your money. Ravens are probably obviously going to win, but still.
That one's an easy one, to be honest. But yeah.
The one that's more factual. This Packers getting blown out of the fucking water.
Against who?
Against who they're going to face.
Who are they facing?
Philly.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Good answer.
Well, yo, the thing is, man, that team.
Listen.
Jahir's not coming back.
First of all.
They're actually going to let go of Jahir.
Can we acknowledge something right now?
You guys finally won against the Packers.
Wait, what'd
you Bears say? Are undefeated in 2025.
I can't believe you guys won.
Caleb is undefeated in Lambeau.
I can't believe
game-winning drive.
I actually cannot believe you guys.
And you know what? It would have been the fifth one of the year for him if the team wasn't retarded.
Oh, here we go, bro.
And he would have been 2-0 against the Packers.
He is part of the retardation.
Yeah, 100%.
He led all those game-winning drives. The timeout choke one was...
How about his multiple games with...
With
under,
what?
His multiple games with under double-digit first halves.
What about the second half?
I can't even think of that.
Yeah, four quarters, man. You got to play four quarters.
Like,
yeah, so
at this very moment, Jaden Daniels looks like he's a better quarterback.
That's 100%.
He has a way better supporting, like...
Here we go. Supporting cast. Yes.
Yeah, bro. You need a solid offense coordinator and a solid coach.
What happened to the beginning of the year? Bro, we got DJ Moore. We got Keenan Allen.
Bro, you can have all the pieces. If you don't have a good conductor, it doesn't matter, bro.
I saw some of his throws, though. It's him. Brother, he has been actually throwing ducks. Do you see him against Seattle?
I'm not gonna call back. Okay, honestly, bro, that Seattle Seahawks game
was the worst game
I've ever seen in my life. I didn't watch it all either, bro. I turned it on. My eyes bled and I had to turn it off.
Brother, that game was when I was like, oh, the guy's actually fucked. Like, there's open receivers and he's literally just throwing to the dudes in the stands.
Yeah, but bro, when your offensive line is that bad.
Here we go.
It's always someone else's fault.
Bro, he can take accountability, bro.
He did take accountability.
I'm not saying it's his only fault. It's not only his fault.
But bro, if you had two set of eyes that actually work, you would see his offensive line is as good as this table.
Brother.
With blocking.
I'm just saying.
Yo, bro, some of his sacks is just him holding onto the ball way too long.
Yeah, that is probably like 30% of his sacks. But 70% is coming from open people just running past the blockers.
Okay. Justin Fields had the same issue, though, too, holding the ball too long.
Bro, Justin Fields is not even comparable.
He is definitely comparable.
Compare the rookie seasons, then.
No, I'm just comparing them right now. Fuck you.
Compare their rookie seasons. Do something that's more accurate instead of something that's idiotic.
Yeah, Justin Fields.
Why are we talking about the Bears? They're not even in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they set up Packers to get blown out.
They were probably going to get blown out anyway, Titans, to be honest. I know. Okay, first of all, they're not going to get blown out. They're just going to lose.
If they won, they wouldn't have faced Philly.
Who would they have faced?
And whatever. I think Washington. Well,
what's their name won? I mean, Rams lost too. If Rams had won and they had, they would have got 6th seed. Who would have been against, who's the third seed?
Oh.
Bucks.
Oh, yeah. They'd beat Bucks, though.
Yeah.
Bucks they would beat. But it doesn't mean shit. They don't have the roster to advance, to be honest.
Bro, did you not say they were going to win the Super Bowl? What the fuck?
Yeah, but now I realize they're not, bro. They haven't been playing. What the fuck? Yo, I can't realize the team's worse.
Oh, you can go from saying they're about to win the Super Bowl like 2 weeks ago to now realizing. It was
not 2 weeks ago, bro. It's been a while.
It's been like 5 weeks.
Yeah. Bro, that's a long time. In a month, they played like shit.
But what about the icon? Why can't he do it? Is he not the icon?
Look, they don't have the weapons on
him. Tell him to get his elbow wrapped up, man.
Is that your highlight of the year, bro? Beating Malik Willis?
Bro, we beat Jordan Love out of the game. What did he do when he was in the game?
Start, though. That goes against his record.
Yeah, what did he do in the game? Sonny, tell me what he did in the game.
One fucking quarter of Jordan Love.
It's actually 2 quarters, 14-3. Elbow injury out the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The football.
Did he actually get hurt though?
Yeah, bro.
Watch the game. That's fucked up.
You got an elbow injury.
All I know is when they played the full game, you guys got toasted.
When did we get toasted? What? Bro, he was a block kick away from losing.
Toast. Burnt toast.
Literally lost by a point.
Because, yo, bro, the toast, it was cooking well. It was the right amount of brown.
And it's not burnt toast.
But you just left it in for too long.
Damn.
That makes no sense, bro.
The definition of burnt toast is getting demolished.
Holy
smokes. You bite into that shit.
The definition of burnt toast is leaving the game 14-3, quitting on your team.
He got injured, bro.
Oh, now he got injured.
So we can't get injured.
Looked like he was still breathing to be on the sideline.
It was a meaningless game, to be honest.
It wasn't really, though.
It wasn't.
You build a momentum.
Oh, okay. All right. Tell me realistically, would you rather face
Bucks or would you rather face Philly?
Yo, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to face them regardless.
Yeah, but if you build momentum, you might actually have a chance to
beat them. What is the difference between Philly and the Lions?
What? There's a lot of differences.
In round two.
They're both tough teams.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. Packers could have a chance to beat Lions. They met them twice already. They're going to meet them for a third time.
They lost both times.
I think it matters. I think you should try to win for seeding.
100%.
I think you try to win to have an easier matchup in the first round.
Bro, if you're really that team,
you're
going to win. Yeah, you're playing on the road regardless.
That's why
You're playing on the road regardless.
But that's why this thing called gauntlets that exists. Like, bro, playing three difficult teams is a lot harder than playing two difficult teams and one easier team. Health wise, you get beat up more against good teams, man. It's just what happens.
Brother, if you're a team that's gonna win the Super Bowl, bro, you're gonna have to beat all the good teams. It is what it is.
Yes,
not everybody has, you know, that fairy tale trip to the Super Bowl like the Eagles. Not everybody gets that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you do get that, you lose in the Super Bowl. Right?
Our defense would
just not necessarily. Chiefs has had the number one seed and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but, okay, so who did they play last year? Tough teams.
Ravens and...
Ravens didn't play that tough. I mean, Lamar threw in the triple coverage, so...
They were a good team, though. Bills... That was a good team. Those are the top teams.
They're good.
But KC still played for seeding. They were smart enough to know that, okay, two games to the Super Bowl is better than three.
No, they had three still.
On the road.
Last year, they actually had three still. Now that I'm thinking about it, they had to play in the wild card.
But yeah, Baltimore was the home team in the championship.
I don't know who they played in the wild card. Oh, yeah, it was Miami.
Oh, yeah, that was when it was cold. So, cold game.
Yeah, bro, they beat the top three teams in the...
Miami is not... Who was better
in the AFC last year? Houston? They lost
in
to the
Miami,
Ravens.
Yes.
They lost to the Ravens anyway, so they got toasted by the Ravens.
They were lucky to be good last year still. Because, whatever. Anyways.
Bill, what's bro, the Packers are good. I don't have faith in them winning the Super Bowl. But
they're not winning round one, buddy. Let alone the Super Bowl.
You hear that, bud? That's what he said.
I mean, they're playing the second best team in the NFC. I don't expect them to win anyways.
All right.
And the reason why is because they don't have the offensive weapons to do so.
Oh, well, they're going to win the Super Bowl at the beginning of the season.
Defense, too, yeah. They don't have a pass rush, really.
Yeah, I don't know about that shit.
Jaire Alexander not coming back is crazy. They're actually going to release him.
What really actually happened with him?
I don't fucking know, man. That guy's always injured.
They've been saying next week for a minute.
Yeah, and now he's out for the season?
He just has disconnect with the team, bro.
Then he's out for the season, bro?
But he must be hurt, bro. He must actually be hurt. I think he's hurt.
He's probably hurt, and they're rushing him back, and he's like, what's wrong with you guys?
Maybe. I don't know the politics there still.
But I don't think – it's still a step up from last year. Record-wise.
Nah, I think it's a step down, bro. They did really well last year.
If you look at their record, they were like 9-8.
Well, they came on late last year.
They came on late.
But either way, though, either way, last year they went to the conference. And they could have
They didn't go to the conference, bro. They went to the divisional, man.
Yeah. Very easily could have gone to the conference, though, I feel.
Not easily.
I feel like a couple plays went right for them in that game.
Hey, that's every game, man. Yeah, what the fuck? Can't see that. Why are we even focusing on the Packers, bro?
If they win,
if they win, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Y'all better handle your business. Y'all better win the Super Bowl, Jeff. After what y'all did to Saquon, y'all better win the Super Bowl, bro. That's all I got to say.
Snaked him, bro.
Snaked a record.
That's so fried, bro.
These guys are going to act like Saquon wasn't there talking about, yo, bro, actually, don't worry, bro. I'm good. I don't need this record, bro. I'm here to win a Super Bowl. You guys acting like he wasn't moving.
He did not say that, bro. He said it would have been good.
Oh, he switched up after. He said he went home and slept on it, and then he thought about that.
Okay, so
he slept on it and said what Jeff said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
That is...
You hear me? Hear
That's
me,
what
hear
he
me.
Said. That's you his own
Nick
words.
Sirianni, yeah, you think Nick Sirianni didn't go to him and say, yo, bro, we have a chance of you breaking the record?
Bro, he said it would have been nice, but that's the coach's decision. That's what he initially said.
That's not what he initially said,
That is
bro.
What he said.
No, man. Literally, they interviewed him the after his game last week when he's like, oh, you have a chance of breaking the record.
He got interviewed after that, bro.
That one after that is when he said what I said.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm telling you prior what he said first, and then he switched up on what he said.
Bro,
y'all ain't even keeping up with the shit.
There's no way a coach would hold a player. I promise.
It's not your coach. It's the higher ups. That's your GM and shit.
It's the coach, owner.
Nah, coach. It's your coach. He's good, bro. I know he'd let him play.
No, bro. GM. It's the coach, man.
Brother,
that decision would have to be made by the coach.
What do you mean? You think your GM and owner can't tell your coach what to do?
Yeah, but
they wouldn't do that for that type of decision, bro.
Why wouldn't they?
But
the, yo, rest of the players, we
that,
need,
that,
we
that
need
to play that, that shit would fuck up the morale, though, bro.
Yeah.
Your coach obviously delivers it, but who's the one who told you?
That still fucks up the morale, no matter what.
What fucks up the morale?
Yo, there's an order for a reason.
Bro. I know you're about to break an all-time record that hasn't been touched in 40 years, but you're going to sit your dumb ass on the bench, right?
That's crazy.
There is no way
That's what happened. That is what happened, bro. I'm sorry to break it to you, but that's what happened.
And you think Saquon was there like, yeah, coach, you know what?
Yeah.
I really want to break it, but you know, you make the final call.
100%. 100%. What the fuck?
These men are like slave masters, bro. And he's like, yes,
sir. Nah. What's best for the team? He's going to do what the coach says. He's not going to. Bro, does Saquon Barkley look like a diva to you? Does Saquon Barkley look like a diva to you?
He's not, bro. He might be a little too humble.
Bro, if the coach makes that decision, you're not going to be the only person to be like. Even your boy Lane Johnson was saying the same shit. Oh, you didn't keep up with that?
What did Lane Johnson say?
He said, "Nah, I'd rather not play the last game."
He'd rather not play.
Yes, but for him to break the record, you're not going to start all your players. You're just going to have Saquon in there.
Now we're talking about
what
lean.
What are you talking about,
what
bro?
What are you talking about,
oh,
bro?
Oh, man. Y'all riding the Eagles right now, bro. Y'all riding the Eagles. You got blinders on.
Part of the podcast where you start fucking tweaking.
All right, bro.
You start fucking tweaking again.
Like, bro.
Lane Johnson says he doesn't want to start, but now this is about Saquon Barkley.
Why else would they play the game, bro?
Brother.
Lane Why else would Lane they play Johnson the game,
as,
bro?
Lane Johnson, as an offensive lineman, puts himself at risk of getting rolled up on for no reason. The other guys will do just fine. Put Saquon in the backfield. It's not Lane Johnson didn't contribute to Saquon.
Bro,
not
if you're
playing.
Trying to break the record for Saquon, you're putting in your starters, bro. You're not just fucking putting Saquon with the bench players.
Yeah, fuck it. Put Jalen Hurts with the concussed head in the game too, right? And AJ Brown and Devontae Smith.
Speaking of the Eagles,
bro, you're,
that kid
you're
is looking nice.
Tanner McKee, yeah.
Yeah, bro. What is he on?
He's on the bench is what the fuck he's on for the playoffs. But, like, he did really well.
This guy's disrespecting his own team, bro.
He did really well when we needed him. That's all I'm saying. What happened to your boy, Gerard Mayo, bro?
Good riddance. The guy's a fucking idiot. The guy's a fucking dumbass.
Yo, how switch up can you be, bro?
Brother.
Bro, okay, first of all, what good has he done this whole season? Can you tell me that?
You were saying he had the magic ingredient.
When he won the first game, bro. It was the first game. But yo, honestly, I wouldn't have mind him being our coach if he didn't fucking win that game. That's the stupidest thing you could do.
Bro, he wanted
to. Was it really on him or was it Joe Milton playing out of his
mind? Bro, you have no say on the play calls?
Bro,
maybe get him to hand it off.
You want the young brother to have a win, man.
It's about wins in this league, Sonny.
Nah, y'all trolling, bro. What the fuck y'all talking about?
Yo, when?
Yeah. Let's go. 4-12. Yeah. This is what wins.
5-12. But
yeah, that's amazing. Fuck yo. That shit, man. I want the first overall pick.
He wanted the young.
Fuck you talking
to
about,
Sonny? When in the league does a team ever accept losing?
All the fucking time.
The Titans accepted it today, bro.
Yeah, bro.
The Titans accepted that shit today.
Teams do it all the time,
the Titans,
bro. What are we talking
the Titans
about?
Were playing all-time ass. All-time ass today.
But you know what? If we get Mike Vrabel, whatever.
What
bro.
Is he
whatever,
doing?
Bro.
Mike Vrabel is a better coach than Gerard Mayo. But
oh, thank you, Sherlock. Yes, I know that.
Brother.
Yes,
don't,
I know
don't
that.
Don't call me Sherlock after yes, you're whining that. On Gerard Mayo after a double season, bro.
Pause, bro.
Like,
pause.
Why'd you have to do that, Molson, though?
All I did was this, bro.
He knows
all
what
I
to do, bro. He knows how to get to work, bro. He knows how to do his
all
shit.
I did was this, bro. I'm just saying.
You literally just, you brother, literally just, showed us how you said, do it, bro.
Bro said, all you need is a little mayonnaise.
Bro, I'd rather say that. Then actually grind on the sofa as a grown man.
I didn't grind you, on the sofa.
Yes, you did, bro.
Went like this, bro.
Yeah, you straddled it and you grinded on it.
Literally put my hands down, bro.
Yo, you're crazy, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah, bro. Mike Vrabel, if we get him, I'm okay. Fuck me, yo. But I just don't get what the fuck. That was out of spite, bro.
Now Pats are in the head coach race too.
But
that was out of spite, man.
Yo, same shit with Antonio Pierce a couple weeks back too.
Idiot.
Like why did
he's
he go,
getting
what,
fired?
What game
bro?
Was that they went and won? That stupid game they shouldn't have won. And he said, "Oh, take it up with the GM."
Is that what he said? He's an idiot for that, bro.
Yeah, he's just trying to get fired.
Yeah,
bro.
Take it up with the GM there.
Yeah, that's what the coach... Hey, man, I rate that. It's the coach's job. Go out and win the game.
That's stupid, bro. Like, you're not getting anything out of that.
It's kinda,
bro, I'm pretty sure these guys don't play a whole season just to say, yeah, let's lose this game.
I do also believe...
They do that,
I do
bro.
Also
You don't remember man. What... who's a DC on here? On Minnesota?
Brian Flores.
You don't remember what you're saying about Miami? They were telling him to intentionally tank.
Sorry. Yo,
They're telling him to intentionally tank and lose that shit.
Because
he knows what the players go through, bro, and to play.
Bro, and it's win. The last game of the
know,
season,
creating
bro.
Creating a culture of losing, man.
Huh?
Creating a culture of losing. It's not good for the young guys, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, you don't go outright and tell them. You just make plays. Like, look, Drake May starting. You think that was by coincidence?
Joe Milton was
a late scratch, bro.
Joe Milton a dog, though.
Yeah.
We seen
bro,
that.
He's playing against backups. Fuck you. Who the fuck cares?
He's a guy, bro. You see all the bombs he's doing? They didn't anticipate him doing that.
He's an idiot. He's what? Part of the problem.
Why are you mad at him, bro? He played good.
He's a fucking idiot. He cost us the first round.
It's not his fault, bro.
He's not going to start over Drake May, bro. Like what?
If he plays like that, bro. You better hope Drake May doesn't get injured.
Yeah, you better hold on to his job,
I don't even know what y'all trying to say right now, bro. What y'all saying? It was good what he did. It was good what they did, winning that game. Bro,
what the fuck? What do you want him to do?
Let me just read off his stats, bro.
They put him in the game. You want him to play shit?
Like, I don't understand what you expect from the guy.
Imagine you're the backup quarterback, Sonny. This is your chance.
Get an opportunity.
To show what you have. Oh, you know what? Let me get my team the first pick overall.
What? Say that again?
You're a backup quarterback. You just get your chance to start.
Bro.
To show the team what you're made of.
Bro, 22 for 29, 241 and a TUD.
Who the fuck cares against backups? Who cares?
This guy's crazy.
Crazy stuff. I would have took that damn opportunity myself, bro. Drake May came in the game. 0 for 1. One sack.
What is that, bro?
What the fuck is that?
I don't even know what y'all trying to do. See a little joke?
What do you mean, bro? The guy had one sack. He got sacked once and it was 0 for 1.
What do you want me to say to this, bro?
Joe Milton was saying you don't need a quarterback, bro. You don't need number one pick. You got me.
Yeah, bro. I'm not taking advice from you, bro.
They're probably going to take Shador.
You used to think Carson Wentz was elite, Travis. Bro.
He played elite that one season.
Was good, you used to think Carson Wentz was elite.
He was good, bro.
Guy was
MVP.
How
was he today?
Blew out his ACL, bro. You can say the same thing about...
My ACL. I can't throw now.
What about the highest paid QB? My elbow.
At least he has a job.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
At least he has a job, bro.
See how long that lasts.
That contract.
After he keeps losing in the playoffs, see how long that lasts.
Can you make the playoffs?
We don't
need to. Can your guy make the playoffs? Talking about the Green Bay Packers. What about your quarterback? Yeah, yo, punter. You're not gonna be doing much this season.
As long as we ruin the Packers season as much as possible, that's fine. We're going to Cancun, but they're gonna join us next week. We're going to Cancun, hey, they coming on the next flight.
All I know is you said you're gonna win the division and you ended up last.
Hey, all I know is you said Gerard Mayo is a good coach, and you said Packers are gonna win the Super
Bowl.
You
said your backup coach was a good coach. Your interim.
He won against the Packers. And something no coach could do.
Also, you still think he's good?
No, we're going to get a better coach for sure. But he did something that no other coach could do. Was that a catch?
Oh, man. Nah, bro. After your season, I don't even know why you're still talking about other teams, bro. I'd focus on my own team and my own struggles.
You're better.
Why? Because we're going to be in the same place?
You're my better, but y'all dudes lost 9 straight games, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's fine. We're going to end up in the same place.
That is... I get what he's saying, bro.
You didn't make the playoffs.
That's not the same place, bro.
Oh, they get to play one more game?
Bro, you want
on the road
games,
and then go back home? They get to go into Philly and then go back to Green Bay.
Bro, you won 5 games, bro.
Yeah, one of them was against Green Bay.
Wow.
And now they're going to go home as well.
All right. So let's say they played...
They get to play for an extra week.
Oh, an extra week.
Yeah.
I'm sure
that would have meant a lot to you guys.
Nah, man. It doesn't matter, bro.
Who guys?
The Packers fans over there.
Oh, man. Listen, bro. Y'all dudes doing too much right now. Listen, Jordan Love is a good quarterback. He's just not...
He's not it.
He's not an icon.
He's a young superstar.
He's mid-tier.
He's a young all-star.
He's getting there, bro. Give him a weapon, man. See what he do.
Those guys aren't that bad.
They are shit, bro. Did you see Jaden Reed's fumble?
No, I didn't.
I know Brandon saw that.
Got punched
out. Christian Watson getting injured every game. Every game.
Bro, I had a hamstring injury for one whole year.
Every game.
You're welcome.
You're injured again, bro. Injured again. That's weapons to you, Jeff?
They got Josh Jacobs, bro.
A fucking receiver, bro.
Romeo Dobbs.
Tavion Wicks.
Yeah, mid. Jaden Reed. Not even mid, bro. Literally ass.
Who's that tight end they have as well?
Tucker Kraft.
Tucker Kraft.
Like, remember how shit Jalen Hurts was before AJ Brown?
He wasn't that shit before.
He was shit, bro. He was shit.
He wasn't that shit, bro.
Sorry, that shit. Okay, do you want to... All right, that shit.
He just got better.
He wasn't good, right?
He just got better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot better.
Yeah.
Can you agree with that? Yeah, when he got a number one. You know how it changes people's careers. You know, same thing with Josh Allen. He was shit. And he got Stephon Diggs. Shit changed.
I mean,
Joe Burrow was good, but then he turned into really good when he got Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, it's a common trend.
CEO, what are you trying to say here? Jordan Love is just not reaching his pinnacle or close to his pinnacle because he just doesn't have the right
weapon. He's in his second year. Next year,
he's in his third year. Stop doing that. He wasn't a rookie last year.
Yo, when Brady won his first Super Bowl,
Jordan Love wasn't a rookie last year, bro.
Why does everybody
ignore what you just said? No. He's literally gonna ignore what you just said.
I got asked two questions at the same time, bro. Which one do you want me to answer first?
Brandon's first.
Why do you always compare every quarterback to Tom Brady, bro? I'm not seeing Jordan Love is not Tom Brady. He will never be as good as Tom Brady.
He's an icon. Is he an icon?
Can we please stop comparing everybody to Tom Brady?
Is he an icon, bro?
He will not fill those shoes, bro.
Is he an icon?
He's not that iconic. I never said he was that iconic, bro.
It's crazy, bro.
You want to make him sound like he was Brett Favre, though.
I think you can reach that.
Brett Favre has two rings, bro.
He has one ring. Do your research, buddy.
Okay, Brett Favre has one ring.
Oh, my God. You think a guy can't get one ring, bro?
Jordan Love is not touching a ring.
One ring, bro.
He's getting no ring, yo.
Okay, bro. Jalen Hurts isn't getting a ring, man.
There he goes. Fend it for his bro. There he goes.
I can say the same thing, bro. Like, what are we saying?
I'm talking about the guy.
I'm saying getting chasing one ring over fucking seven is much easier. It's much easier.
Even to compare Jordan Love to Brett Favre is mad disrespectful to Brett Favre. Mad disrespectful.
Why is that disrespectful? Playing style?
Everything. Jordan Love's not even close to Brett Favre. Brett Favre is a legend, a Hall of Famer.
I'm saying he could reach, if everything goes well in his career, he could reach that.
See, the difference is Brett Favre had to earn his contracts over the years of playing, not get it handed to him after one half decent year.
Why half decent, bro?
It was half decent, bro.
It wasn't that good, though. It was good, bro. It wasn't top money in the league good, bro.
Yeah, like, that's come crazy. On, bro.
Man.
That's like, fucked,
it's bro. Not but Kirk Cousins deserved this contract, right?
No, he didn't.
Y'all were glazing him to
who
start
the hell
season.
Said Kirk Cousins deserved this contract? You're talking about the team who gave Kirk Cousins this contract and then drafted a quarterback?
Oh, but remember how you guys were moving to start the season? Atlanta? Atlanta's going to be fucking good, bro.
Who the fuck Kyle said that, Pitts? Bro?
Oh, y'all, bro. Y'all.
I thought they'd be decent.
Yo.
Bro. I thought they'd be
Yo,
decent.
Yo, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
That's how y'all were moving.
That's how y'all were moving, bro. Don't say y'all, because I didn't draft any one of those players.
But you were talking about it.
What are you talking about? Pull up the tape. On that.
Why are you so silent?
I just said I thought they were good, bro.
Yeah, you were talking shit about his contract then.
I still think he was overpaid.
Now you do.
All right, bro.
Now you do.
Let's say this. Change of opinions, it happens, right? Same thing you had with the Packers and the Patriots.
Whoa. What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
You said earlier Packers are going to win the
so
Super Bowl.
So from the start of the season, when I said, yeah, Packers are going to win the
Super Bowl. So from the start of the season, when Jeff said Atlanta might be good, that's what you're comparing
it to. You're talking about the Packers like 6 weeks ago, bro.
Bro.
Caught. Red-handed.
No, but what's the
beginning? Like,
but
what do you want me to say?
You just said antagonizing me, though, for the same thing.
Yo, bro, your team didn't even fucking make the playoffs, bro. At least Packers made it to the playoffs, bro. You said Atlanta's going to be really good. They didn't even make it to the playoffs. And Kirk Cousins got benched. So I don't know what you're talking about. It's pretty different to me.
Brother, the Packers.
Bro, you said they were going to be good because of Kirk Cousins, bro. I said, they have the same offense, Jeff. And they were shit last year. You said, yo, bro, Kirk Cousins is going to come into the league. coming to the team and he's going to change it.
Yeah, but bro, Kirk Cousins did do better than Desmond Ridder because Desmond Ridder is shit.
But yo, he said they were going to be nice, bro. And this guy ended up getting benched, bro. He ended up throwing as much touchdowns as picks, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's very different than me saying, yeah, you know what? The Green Bay Packers brother, are not going to win the Super Bowl.
Brother, you said that 6 weeks ago, though. Like, I'm talking about
they were trending good. I now they've been trending bad.
I didn't even see the team play. You're telling me I didn't even see the Falcons play at that time.
So what?
You saw Green Bay like
they were playing good, bro.
Jordan Love.
I don't know why you keep doing the actions, bro.
Nah, bro.
That's concerning. That's very concerning.
Then bro. All of a sudden, quietly.
It's not all of a sudden, bro.
Bro's in the background. Yo, that defense was. Yeah, the defense is not that good. Yo.
Yeah, they don't have weapons.
Yeah. It's strap down defense, Xavier McKinney.
Well, bro, look, they lost all their division games. If they can't beat their division games, like, how are they going to win the Super Bowl?
You tell us, bro.
Yeah, bro, please but explain
they,
that.
That's what happened. They ended up losing the games.
Yeah, bro, we knew that was going to happen.
No, don't say we knew. We did not knew that. You,
bro,
to start
we
the
know
season,
they're
you
not,
knew that?
They're not, a, the big, season, they're not a big win six, team, bro.
To start the season, six, and you guys knew.
6 weeks ago, brother. We're not talking about the beginning of the season. It was almost 6 weeks. What? Get it.
What?
Yo, 6 weeks. Not the beginning of the season, bro.
What is your fucking point, bro? What is your point? Just lay it down. What is your point? What's your point? What's your whole point?
Holy fuck.
It wasn't 17 or 18 weeks ago that you said the Packers were going to make the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It was just the other day, buddy.
No, it was 6 weeks ago. Okay.
Which is just right, the other
I
day.
To, I agreed to that 6 weeks ago. I said.
So then why do you keep reverting to before the season, brother? It was just a little while ago, man. It was just six games
okay,
ago.
Okay, 6 weeks ago, I thought they were good. Now, after
you're
6 weeks,
win the Super Bowl.
After 6 weeks of playing football,
you thought they were the, best team in the league, brother.
In the NFC. In the
if
NFC.
They're going to win the Super Bowl, then it has to be the league.
I said they're going to go to the Super Bowl, bro. All
right. Well, I guess you were saying they're going to go to the Super Bowl and lose then.
Yes. Against what? Okay. What's so bad about that?
No, it's good for them.
So it's good to go to the Super Bowl and lose?
I made a prediction.
Hold up. It's good to go to the...
I made a prediction.
Yeah, wait, time out. It's good to go to the Super Bowl and lose?
Strapped up secondary.
Oh, it's not good, but I said, that's my prediction for them for the year.
But that would have been an accomplishment for Jordan Love, is what you're saying.
I don't say accomplishment.
It would have been a good thing for the team.
I would have just said, like...
What good would they have gotten out of that, going to the Super Bowl and losing?
Not much. But that's just my prediction of where they were going to go.
Okay, and my prediction was that Atlanta would be decent before I saw them playing. Before I even saw them playing.
Brother, yeah, and I told you they were not, bro. They were going to be the same shitty team. So guess how they were.
So then we're both wrong. We can both be wrong then, right?
The fuck? Okay.
You were more wrong, though.
No, I was not more wrong, bro. Your team,
Super Bowl appearance Super Bowl compared appearance to having a
brother,
season?
He said, no, you got to understand this. This guy said the Atlanta Falcons, you know, can I talk? This guy said the Atlanta Falcons were going to be a really good team this year because of Kirk Cousins. But Kirk Cousins instead played like shit and got benched. I think that is way worse. They paid him all that money and you know what they said? Fuck this.
Well, you know what?
Fuck this.
Those two quarterbacks have something in common. They paid them a lot of money and they didn't get what they expected.
No. Well, is Jordan Love getting benched? No.
He's not winning big games.
Is he getting benched, bro?
He got paid big game money, bro. He needs to win those games.
He paid big game money, so.
I don't see you giving the same energy to CJ Stroud.
I think CJ Stroud's a bum.
Not you, bro.
The
guy
the
who said who's big.
Did I ever call CJ Stroud an icon?
You was fucking with Brodos.
You were fucking with bro.
On the level that this guy fucks with Jordan Love?
Bro, why are we comparing levels? You were fucking with that guy, bro.
You were fucking with him too.
You
get it twisted.
You said he's better than Jordan Love, bro. I was telling you. I was like, yo.
Yeah, I did. I did say that.
He's not.
Yeah, now he's not.
He was. But when I say now,
he had a better season than Jordan Love. He was better than him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Not this year. Not this year.
That's what I said was.
Not anymore.
That's fine.
But yeah, what happened to him, though?
I don't know. He's just retarded, bro.
No, but like, actually, though, like, his greatest asset was being a gamer, but like, all of a sudden, he just like.
What do you mean being a gamer?
Like, showing out. When
showing out, like, performing when
no one expects the
lights,
it.
Yeah, when like the lights clutch? Were on. Yeah, when the lights were on and shit.
Like how Jaden Daniels is moving right now.
Yeah, yeah. The rookie of the year. By far. Not even close. No, I didn't mean to shoot. Sorry if the shot hit, but I didn't mean to shoot.
That's fine. Rookie of the year should be defined as with wins too, not just play level and stats.
What you trying to say there?
That's literally what Jaden Daniels did.
No, but what
you... what he's trying to say there?
No. I'm just saying, I agree with that. It should be.
No, the last part there that you threw in there, the last ending part about the stats thing. What did you mean by that specifically?
Why are you moving so zesty, Jeff? Can you just chill, bro.
No, but like, what did he mean by that?
No, just cool it, bro. Can you just ask him the question like a man, bro?
I asked the question like a man. Am I tweaking?
Bro, you're a little like dodgy. This, bro.
My head was itchy, bro.
Why didn't he play like that? What did you mean by that?
Because, like, for example, MVP should clearly be Joe Burrow based off stats, right?
Crazy.
What do you mean crazy?
It should never be Joe Burrow.
It's not that
this
far off.
This guy fried, bro?
Nah. He's what? Because he's leading in touchdowns and
yeah, he's yards? Beating every single quarterback in statistical categories that matter for quarterback.
What about his touchdown to interception ratio? What about his QBR?
What is it, bro? Pull it up, because I swear he's number one in everything.
If we're going just off stats, I think it's clear Lamar's, but like MVP.
You're tripping, bro. Lamar's stats are not close to Joe Burrow.
It is very close. It is.
Pull it up then, bro.
Pull it up. I'd say Josh Allen's is not close to either of theirs, but.
But he's going to win the MVP.
But I'd say.
Because of record. Because of what he provides to his team.
Which, I mean, it is most valuable player, not best
exactly.
player.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we got 4,100 yards passing.
Like 800
for
yards
who's that?
Lamar.
Lamar.
Compared to 49 passing.
He also has 800 yards rushing, yo.
915 yards rushing.
Yeah, that's five bands, yo.
Okay, so how many? Yeah, so Joe Burrow probably has rushing, too. Or is it?
He has 200. So, yeah, they're, like, pretty much dead even
identical
on total yards. Okay. Lamar.
Joe Burrow has 45 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. 43 passing to
43 9. 43?
And two rushing?
Two rushing, yeah.
Lamar has 41 passing with four rushing, so 45. How much does Joe Burrow have?
It's 45.
45. Okay, so dead even there. But Lamar only has 4 interceptions.
Compared to Joe Burrow's 9 when he has to throw more. What's his completion percentage?
66.7.
Yeah, 70.6.
70 is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
70 is a
dream. What's his passer rating?
No. Lamar's QBR is going to be higher. It's probably like 110. What is it?
Lamar's is 119.
Yeah. Fourth. Joe Burrow's 108.
But Lamar is the fourth highest in NFL history. I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah, they're not like
that's pretty
like they're real.
Like this like the stats.
They're not that far off still. They're not that far off.
Only thing that
Joe Burrow also doesn't have Derrick Henry.
Bro, please don't even start that, bro. Don't even start that, bro.
Bro has a Jamar Chase.
Bro has Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
Triple crown, bro.
And T. Higgins.
And T. Higgins, bro.
Yeah, but bro, the running back was
that's who he's passing it to though.
A running back with Lamar is like Derrick Henry is a big deal, as you can see.
But yo, you're comparing apples to oranges.
Hold up. So if you, I'm just asking a general question. You think if you were to swap T. Higgins and Jamar Chase,
if you were to swap Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, I think Joe Burrow would still outperform him.
No way, bro.
Yes.
There's no way you can say that, bro.
I can say that.
You can't.
Bro. I can say that.
Joe Burrow's never played with bums as receiver, bro.
Who is bums on the Ravens right now?
It's not okay. I want to say bums, but not like, bro.
Who was his receivers before Jamar?
What do you mean? He only had one season without.
Yeah. So who was his receivers that season?
Boyd and.
Yeah, boy, Tyler Boyd. Where is he at now?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
But yo, he didn't really play that good that year. Like, he played he got injured.
On his rookie season, he was snapping his rookie season.
I wasn't saying, like, snappy. Like, he played good.
Bro, come on. Come on, Sonny.
Bro, what are you talking about, man? Hold on.
He was literally the only number one overall pick that lived up to the hype at the time.
Cam Newton lived up in his rookie year.
Balled after up. Cam Newton. I said at the time, Andrew which was Luck? After Cam Newton.
Andrew Luck?
I said at the time, which is after Andrew Luck as well.
At the time?
Yeah. Fuck all that shit, bro. I still think that Lamar Jackson is more of a threat, though.
Lamar's played with bums as receiver and won MVP.
Yeah, you can't say Lamar's not more of a threat, bro.
Joe Burrow has made it to the Super Bowl and beat KC to get there.
But we're just talking about stats.
Yeah, like, but we're about that's MVP. The game that matters, right? The one no, team you have to get
MVP,
through.
But we're talking about MVP, bro. That has nothing to do with MVP. The playoffs have nothing to do with MVP, bro.
I'm saying it's for swapping quarterbacks. You're saying who's better overall, right?
I thought we were talking about MVP, man.
My point was swapping quarterbacks. Like, if you swap Lamar Jackson with Joe Burrow, I think Joe Burrow would outperform Lamar. And you said no way.
Are we talking about stats or are we talking about playoffs?
You're talking about right now? Lamar Jackson goes to the Bengals and Joe Burrow goes to the Ravens?
Yeah.
Bro, there's no way you can say that Lamar Jackson's not going to have a better year, yo.
I don't think so.
Bro.
That's pretty crazy to say, Brandon.
Lamar had his best receiver is Zay Flowers, bro.
No. He's a sophomore.
Yeah.
Before that, it was Hollywood Brown. He's low-key
and
mid.
Then he left.
And he's low-key mid-grade. He's not that good. And then Rashad Bateman? What is that? Butterfingers?
That's nothing, man. And before that, his running back one was Mark Ingram? Like, bro, what are we talking about, bro?
I think as a pure quarterback, pure passer, Joe Burrow's better.
Yeah, he's a better pure passer, 100%.
As an unathletic white guy, yes, he is better, bro.
He's not unathletic. He's not unathletic, though.
But if we're talking... He has
one of the best pocket awarenesses, too. That's not unathletic.
If we're talking about a weapon, though, a Weapon X,
Lamar is definitely...
Well, a Weapon X should get to the Super Bowl, then.
But, yo, we're talking about MVP, though. That's where this whole thing started. If you're talking about playoffs, yeah, Joe Burrow, he's got that.
Lamar, for his legacy, got to perform in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Bro.
Of course.
That wasn't the conversation, but that is the conversation now.
I mean, yeah, but...
What is he going to do? Keep shining in the regular season and losing in the playoffs?
Peyton Manning had the same issue until he finally broke through.
Yeah, but he played Tom Brady, bro.
Yeah, that's different, bro.
It's okay. So, I wonder who Lamar is playing nowadays. Patrick Mahomes.
Joe Burrow beat Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, what I'm saying.
Did you forget that Lamar lost to a fucking bot, Ryan Tannehill?
That was a weird year, bro. And I wouldn't say Ryan Tannehill. I'd say Derrick Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry did run through their team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking Derrick Henry. He lost to Derrick Henry.
But still, though, Peyton Manning probably would have more rings or at least appearances had it not been for Tom Brady. Like, I'm saying that the catalyst of, like, Lamar Jackson not getting...
We're in the same sort of boat right now.
He didn't always lose. I'm saying Lamar didn't always lose to KC, is what I'm saying. How many times has he lost to KC in the playoffs? Was it once?
But he's lost to them in the regular season.
Yeah, but how many times has he lost in the playoffs?
He hasn't really been there much.
Yeah, so. I mean, if they go and lose to KC again, which I can see happening again.
Can't knock anybody losing to KC, to tell you the truth.
You got to beat them.
I never said Lamar's better than Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not even there.
Like him and Josh Allen, is like neck to neck. Like, it's not.
I think Joe Burrow's number one.
What do you mean? Joe Burrow's better than Patrick Mahomes?
I think so, yeah.
You're insane. Sniffing bat salts.
How
could you think?
Joe Burrow's nice, though, still. Joe Burrow, if I'm starting a franchise, he's up.
Yeah,
he's
taking Joe Burrow.
He's up there.
Still. You're taking Joe Burrow over Patrick Mahomes?
I'm taking Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, still.
I'm taking Joe Burrow over Patrick Mahomes.
That's insane, bro. How?
Put the right defense with Joe Burrow, it's over.
Bro, we've seen Patrick Mahomes without a defense destroy the league.
When?
His fucking first couple years, bro. You remember those? Remember those Kansas?
They had a pretty good defense.
No, they did not.
Yeah, they did.
No, they did not.
Their defense got good after the Eagles Super Bowl.
Yeah, their defense used to be historically shit. And that's just like an Andy Reid thing, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, then they got Spags.
Turned it around.
Spags turned it around. But, yeah.
Either way, though, I fuck with the Joe Burrow take.
I fuck with Joe Burrow, but over Patrick Mahomes is just crazy.
Patrick Mahomes a winner, man.
It's a winner. I think Joe Burrow's a winner, too.
Doing a lot. He literally lost.
He's doing a lot of
stuff. Yeah, but it's not on him. It's not on him, bro. This guy's putting up 40 points and losing. Is it on him?
Why does he start off every season
slow?
Shit.
Slow. Slow starting to
season. Slow start.
Yeah. Bro, he had two games that were slow.
And if they won one of those,
they'd be in the playoffs.
They'd be in the playoffs.
But he had games where he's putting up 40 and losing. That's not on him.
I can't agree more.
That's not on him.
I can't agree more. I really can't. I can't agree more.
But so you give him a top 15, not even top 10, top 15 defense. It's a different story. They're beating teams like KC, Ravens.
I don't know, man.
Bills.
You say he went to the Super Bowl, but he lost.
Barely.
It doesn't matter how much you lost.
Yeah, so.
So he lost. He has no MVPs. I just don't know what has he done that's better than Patrick Mahomes?
Played on teams that are a little bit worse than Patrick Mahomes, defense-wise.
So is Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar hasn't made it to the Super Bowl, though.
I know, but
he has two MVPs.
And he's in the running.
For another one.
I get the argument.
And Burrow didn't even make the playoffs.
If Burrow's career ended right now, what does he have to show for?
Obviously, he has nothing to show for right now, but MVPs with no rings? What is that, like Dan Marino?
If
people still talk about Dan Marino.
He won MVP, though.
That's the reason they talk about him, though.
Right, right.
He won
for
MVP,
not winning though. Super Bowls.
I mean, but he still gets an honorable mention for actually even having MVP.
But that's the main reason he gets an honorable mention, because he was so good and didn't win.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he also went to the Super Bowl's fucking rookie year. Dog.
But, like, then again, like, what does Joe Burrow, and I think in 10 years, if nothing happens from this day, nobody would talk about him.
Well, he's had, like, what, 4 seasons?
Okay, how many more does Lamar have? Like, 2? 1? I think if Lamar Jackson's career ended right now, people would still talk about him in a decade.
Yeah, 100%, bro. That's
crazy.
The most dynamic.
The motherfucker has two MVPs. He has he
passed Vic for all-time rushing yards as a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, for rushing. That's why.
No, dynamic, bro. He's dynamic.
Yeah.
Bro, he threw 4 picks, man, and 40 touchdowns. That's insane.
It's good.
That's insane, bro. We've actually never seen this.
That's actually a good ratio for him.
Yeah, it's actually fried. It's like Madden numbers.
Yeah, and
he's good. He just doesn't
win when it matters.
Yeah,
that's all that
separates good from great. I'm sorry.
But, yo, I mean, let's see what he does this year.
Stat padding is what, bro? Like, what? What are we talking about here?
Stat padding, really? We're going to go that route?
That's what it is at the end of the day.
How is this stat padding, bro?
He gets an MVP, but does he get a ring?
He's not getting the MVP this year. That's Josh Allen's prize.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Fuck the MVP. But, like, is he going to win in the playoffs? So?
It's a $1 million
probably
question.
Not.
Like, who do they play? The Steelers? All right, they get through the Steelers.
They get through the Steelers easily.
And then who do they play after that?
Bills.
I think they beat the Bills, though.
If they beat the Bills,
I don't think the Bills are designed to win in the playoffs right now. I think need a bit more.
If they beat the Bills, I think that's a good victory, man. And if you lose to KC, I wouldn't hold it against them because, bruh, KC is fucked.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't hold anybody losing to KC as anything, really.
Watch when George Pickens goes to KC, how fried they're going to be.
Why do you think that's happening, bro?
What was that? Like,
it's a random prediction.
I just think it's just crazy that, you know, some people sitting on this couch said Jalen Hurts was better than Lamar Jackson.
Brother.
That was crazy.
Brother, that was years ago, bro.
was like a year ago, but.
Nah, it wasn't a year ago. It was 2 years ago.
Crazy. It's just so crazy how it turned out, you know? Ever since you said that. Yeah. It's just so crazy how shit turned out ever since you said that.
I said the same thing about the Packers when you said they're going to go Super Bowl. The tide must have turned. They must have heard you. They must have fucking heard you. Alarm bells must have started going off in the locker room.
What did you say?
I said they will not go to the Super Bowl. Oh. And you said they will, bro. That strapped up defense. Why were you talking like that about them?
You're literally talking.
A group of grown men strapped up. Like, the fuck did you mean by that, bro? Nonetheless, you were glazing the light skinned guy and you were calling him your king, bro.
But I never said that.
Brandon.
They're just lying, bro.
Yo, Brandon.
This is lying, bro.
Brandon, bro.
What are you Brandon, lying for, bro?
Brandon.
Why do you need Brandon's help, bro? Tell him.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
I call him that. Stop, bro. That's cap.
Brother.
Put on full, both of y'all.
Why would I put on full?
Exactly. It's on camera.
One time you put someone on full and lied about it.
Shut up, bro.
The players gotta play.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy just comes out capping, bro. All I know what is on camera is you say, yeah, Jalen Hurts is better than Lamar Jackson. Yeah,
bro, I was like 25 years old, bro. I was a kid.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wrong some
Hold
days.
Hold that.
I'm wrong some days.
Hold that.
I'm wrong some days.
It's dead wrong, bro.
I'm surprised you don't have a Lamar Jackson
Not even
action
close.
Figure. Yeah. Action figure. He's good, bro. What do you want me to tell you? Don't let Jalen get a ring for him. That's all I got.
Still wouldn't be better.
Holy shit, that was crazy.
Still wouldn't be better. You know why?
Ring reigns supreme.
Ring reigns supreme.
Yep.
Yo, you're going to say Jalen Hurts is better? You know why? You know why they would win a ring.
It doesn't matter.
You know why they'd win a ring.
Fuck the reason for winning a ring. Mm. Who cares if Lamar's better or not? At least Jalen had a ring, bro.
Exactly.
Come on, bro.
Bro, you said yourself, rings matter the most.
Rings matter the most, but come on, bro. You know why they get a ring. Saquon.
That's crazy to say, bro.
Yes.
Jalen went to Super Bowl.
So you're
going
to fault a team for adding a piece that they needed and making it to the Super Bowl?
I'm not faulting a team, bro.
Lamar
doesn't even have a Super Bowl appearance.
Who? Your boy does not have an MVP.
Jalen has a Super Bowl appearance, though. At least he's made it.
That is not more than an MVP, Jeff.
I'm just saying, though. Your guy can't even get there.
We can't even, bro. Look who you face, bro. Look who you face. You face the Giants.
That's not the Eagles' fault, though, bro. That's just the way it pans out.
Anyone could make it to the Super Bowl, bro, with that level of competition.
They would have made it against anybody that year.
Nah. But we would never know.
Yeah.
We would never know. If y'all that good, do it again.
Okay.
But if they do it again, you'll discredit them because of Saquon.
First of all, I'm not discrediting them. I'm just saying, if they were to win... It's not Jalen Hurts. It's Saquon Barkley.
Okay, bro.
You don't agree?
I disagree.
Jalen Hurts will be the reason they win?
Jalen Hurts still has
Who
to
Who'll be the
well.
Biggest, bigger factor?
I don't know. The games haven't started yet.
It's called a prediction, bro.
Fuck the prediction. We're always wrong.
You were always wrong.
what were you right about? Lamar being better than Jalen?
Yes.
What else?
What do you mean, what else? Do I have to go through a list? How about this guy right here being better than Montgomery? That's another one. That guy who just scored? You asked me to say another one. I just gave you one.
What else?
Oh, what else? How about you name one? Why you say what else? Huh? How about Atlanta being shit? How about Kirk Cousins not being a big factor?
What about Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, it's pretty shit. What about Sam Darnold?
That's a good one. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
What did you say about Sam Darnold?
He said he was going to be decent.
Too bad he's not going to win anything.
I never said he's going to win. I never said that.
Decent gets you, though?
14-2 is pretty decent, bro. 14-3?
Just to lose in round one?
What are you talking about, bro?
And then the Rams might beat them, bro.
You know what? If they win in round one, just to lose in round two.
Yeah, bro. If you don't make it to the Super Bowl, then what's the point?
Come on, bro.
What's the point?
Like, I just don't get what you're saying, bro. You know only one team wins the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Only one team wins the Super Bowl.
Yo.
Right? Man, you do know that, right?
So what's your point, bro?
I'm not making a point, bro. I said Sam Darnold is going to be good. And he's played good.
He's played okay, bro.
He played above average.
I thought he was going to be shit. I'll be honest. Did you think he was going to be good? I'm just being honest right now.
I didn't think he'd be as good as he is.
Yes. Yo, bro, you know what?
He did have success on Carolina, and I thought he was going to be good in Carolina. I'm not going to lie.
He was 7-3.
In Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is pretty good. I mean.
But then he fell off for some reason.
They let him go. That's what happened.
No. He started playing bad. And then they benched him, and then they let him go.
Oh, okay. Cool. But, yo, either way, all I'm saying is you've had...
All I said was Lamar's better than Jonas. That's it.
He is.
Yeah.
What do you want for it? Is Jordan Love better than him?
Than who?
Than Jalen Hurts. I guess we're one for one then.
I mean, second year playing.
Yeah, well, he's about to lose to Jalen twice. So.
Damn.
So, I mean, yeah.
You damn.
Look at your team, bro.
Oh, yeah, now it's the team.
Always, bro.
Look at your team, bro.
Yeah.
Team stacked.
Bro, if Jordan Love was that good, he'd be able to beat them.
He's not, though.
Yo, bro, what did Jalen Hurts do before A.J. Brown? You guys still can't tell me.
I don't remember, bro.
Like, yeah, because he didn't do shit.
I just don't remember.
It's nothing for you to remember, bro. It was shit. It was nothing. Okay?
Bro, Nick Sirianni turned the team around, bro.
All right, if you think that.
He's a good coach, bro.
Okay. All right. It wasn't A.J. Brown.
He helped. I mean, bro. And
it wasn't A.J. Brown when you thought he was the best receiver in the world.
He's top five.
What?
He's top five. He's five.
I don't know if he's five. Is A.J. Brown top five?
He's five.
You got Jabbar, Justin Jefferson.
Tyreek Hill.
That guy's a little suspect right now, though.
It's not him, just bro. Stop, bro. If Tyler Huntley's your quarterback, bro, it's not him.
No suspect right now, Tyreek Hill.
Tripping, bro.
CeeDee Lamb.
That's CeeDee Lamb neck and neck with.
He's better, bro.
I don't know. What do you think?
Definitely
is he
better.
Is he that, does he clear A.J. Brown?
I don't think he clears him like that, bro.
Well, Sonny says he clears him, though.
Nah, he doesn't clear him like that.
St. Brown?
I'm going to take AJ.
Pause. But, nah. Come on, bro.
That one is close, too.
Puka?
I'd still give the edge to Davante Adams, to be honest.
Davante Adams is better.
So. Okay. Yeah.
That's four.
That's five.
It's four. It's four. Four.
We agree. You guys don't agree with CeeDee Lamb, bro?
It's arguable.
That one is arguable.
Like, if... It's not...
It is arguable.
Like, it's arguable. Like, what's not arguable? Like, Davante Adams is not arguable.
He got 1,200 yards and 6 touchdowns on 15 games, bro, with Cooper Rush.
Those weren't all with Cooper Rush, bro.
Majority of the games, bro. Nah. Dak got injured like week 6.
Nah, you're injured like week 10, bro.
You're absolutely wilding, bro.
Or maybe week 9. You got injured in October, bro.
Well, what do you guys think for wild card?
Yeah, just hold on. Let me just pull up the games played.
What? What do you want me to pull up?
The games Cooper Rush played. Wasn't it like 8? Fuck, man. Yeah, Brian, you can start with the wild card.
Saturday, January 11th.
Chargers.
Cooper Rush played 12 games.
12? This season?
Next season. Like, yeah. Fuck, man.
Next season.
Dak got injured in week 5?
Yeah, bro,
man. He got injured early, bro. Like, I don't know why.
Because he's shit, bro.
I think he got injured right after or a couple weeks after. He's like, y'all want to hop off the bandwagon? Hop off.
No, that was, I was when they're playing ATO. Yeah, Brandon. So go on. Chargers-Houston.
Chargers-Houston at 4:30. Definitely leading Chargers. Quentin Johnson, legacy game again.
I don't know, though.
You see Quentin Johnson play today?
It's okay, bro.
Okay, so who is the Chargers versus? Who's the Chargers versus who?
Houston.
Chargers, bro. What the fuck?
Houston is at home, though. So
Houston's losing, bro. They're done.
And then Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Baltimore, bro. Fuck out of here, bro.
It's a 9.5 spread.
Baltimore's supposed to win that game.
Why do you sound like you have some doubt there?
They're supposed to win that game.
Yeah, you sound like you have some doubt in that supposed
weird shit to. Happens when you play a team three times, man, bro.
Especially when it's a division opponent.
But, like, I got to go. The Baltimore's too talented to lose that game.
Derrick Henry show out.
I don't know what happened to Russell Wilson in that offense, bro. Like,
they were looking good, and then all of a sudden, it's
they start doing the let's throw it to the ground shit. And Najee Harris is back to having the rocks in his socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we got Sunday.
Who's it? Wait, can I say this one thing?
Yeah.
So this is what Saquon said. So we're all clear. All
right.
When I slept on it, I was like, this is an opportunity to implement my name in football history. You may never get an opportunity like that again.
The key thing you left out is when I slept on it, because he said something before that.
Can I finish the quote, bro?
Finish it.
You may never get an opportunity like that again, so I'm down. But I don't care about it if I'm putting the team at risk. He's the head coach for a reason. He makes the decisions and whatever decision he wanted to make. At the end of the day, it's not in God's plan. He had bigger things in mind. We have a chance to rest and get ready to roll for the playoffs. You're telling me the guy didn't want that record? He wanted that record, bro.
Sounds like that's out of context.
The fuck? Yo, bro, all I'm saying is, you denied the man to get his rushing record, right? You gotta win the Super Bowl now. Because if you don't, you know what everybody's going to be saying? Bro, you denied the guy the record for what?
Yeah,
I'm one of them people, bro. I feel like y'all should have gotten the record. Like,
you should have.
I feel like you should have gotten the record.
Yeah. He should be leading the leagues in touchdowns, too.
Yeah, bro. Like, yo. Jalen's not allowed that, though.
That's whatever, though. Circumstantially, that one made the difference.
No, it's not. Rushing any other team Saquon's on and they have that many one-yard line looks?
Jalen is not allowing that, bro. You know what time it is. Jeff knows the time it is.
Cheek and squeeze.
I really can't believe they didn't let him get the title, though.
Yeah, bro, that's fucking pathetic, man.
Against the lowly.
Yo, bro, you don't get that opportunity again, man. This is your only opportunity.
Nobody ever gets back to 2K after they got it once, bro. Yeah. Nobody ever has gone to repeat 2K, bro.
Yeah, no,
that's never happened.
Actually, Derrick Henry 1 year, like, he got 1,000. Like, he had like 1,200 and like, it was something defense crazy. Is like eight,
crazy
like
right
eight
now.
Games or some shit.
Yeah, I ain't trying to play these niggas. But yeah, what did you say?
You're crazy for saying that right now. But thought there'd be more. But yo, 8 games, he had like 1,200 yards or something. Some crazy.
Oh, he was on the tear.
Yeah, he got injured.
Word.
And yo, he got 1,900 this year. That's pretty fucking insane.
Yeah, he had a big game yesterday too. So they put up like $170.
Bro, like.
Getting to 2K is fucked.
Like, you saw the Ravens. They played their starters the whole way. They could have took them out.
But why, though?
Yo, you got... Bro, let your guys get their stats up.
Well, you know what it is, though? John Harbaugh's been burnt by letting them sit. So, from his experience...
Well, they had to play to win the division. But, like, you know, I'm saying at the end, he could have made them sit.
But, yeah, but do you remember that time that he didn't start them?
And that was the MVP year. And then they lost to Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks off, but yeah.
Brandon, what's the next one?
Denver and Bills at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Bills. It's a stupid waste of a game.
And then we got Packers and Eagles, 4:30.
Eagles. Y'all better not let them win, though. I'm telling you, Jeff, if they win, bro, I ain't shutting up the whole podcast.
I just don't think they'll win, though.
I ain't shutting up the whole podcast.
And then we got a very interesting 8:15 game, Washington and Tampa Bay.
Like, what is that?
That's not interesting.
Like, what is that, bro? That's boring as fuck.
Tampa Bay.
We're just
going to
record through that shit.
I think Washington might actually win that.
I don't know, man. I'm up to Washington still.
Tampa did play like
for dog shit. Water.
Yeah.
And the loss of Chris Godwin was a massive loss for them, man.
Well, they have that other guy filling in, man.
Yeah, he's nice. Jalen McMillan.
Yeah.
You see the touchdown catch today?
Nasty.
Yeah,
I had Mike Evans touchdown. I really thought that was Mike Evans, bro.
I know the way you jumped up for that.
Yo.
But it didn't even matter because Atlanta somehow lost to Carolina.
They're ass for that. They're literally ass for that. I don't get that though. Like,
what?
A team
Carolina's
fighting.
Carolina's good, bro.
No, like a team fighting for
a playoff spot, bro.
How do you
know? They have a rookie quarterback, man.
I know.
Yes, Ryan is best. That's the
defense,
second game, right?
The defense, though. The defense, bro. They put up 38 or 30, whatever the
They're fuck. Not a
he
team,
played
man.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think he didn't play that bad.
Yeah.
But yo, Bryce did look like he.
Yeah, no, nah, Bryce.
Form, man.
What's going on with that guy,
I'm
bro?
I'm glad he's playing well, bro. That shit's it's good.
They doubted him, bro.
You see that throw turnaround he did?
Even the pocket awareness, too, is just like,
yeah.
Bro, that's what happens, man. Like, these teams don't give quarterbacks enough time to develop. Bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Packers did it right. That's, theory, the right way to do it.
It is the right way to do it.
And it's not, Packers are not the only team that's done that.
Yeah, Patriots have done it.
Chiefs have done it. Ravens have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that is the way to do it.
I feel like.
Shouldn't have to thrust these guys into the
only person who's really like didn't really need development at all is Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Neither did Matthew Stafford though.
Matthew Stafford is different still.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford's a good guy.
He just bad teams.
Bad teams. But I mean at least he got a ring, bro. But...
Yeah.
Against Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Crazy. I think it was the first overalls I ever met in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. He's about to get his fucking fourth.
Try to tell you he's better than Montgomery, bro. Y'all laughed at me.
Oh.
Remember you guys laughed at me, bro? Because, yo, bro, you get credit?
Go to the next fucking game, bro.
Weren't you just going to say he should be
last game
a power back?
It's Monday night, and it'll probably be...
Yo, bro, right before you about to record, you said, yo, we could talk about why they need a power back. It doesn't seem
that's
like
that's outside running, though, Sonny. Is that in between the numbers?
Why you need to go in between the numbers? When you can just
sometimes you need that situationally, but
I
they're
think
killing
they do
them.
It more than fine without. Without
that's why they brought in the other running backs running between the numbers, right?
I don't know. Those look at that. He made a Pro Bowl.
So there's no other running back in the game. You weren't watching another running back.
You're obviously not gonna have one running back play the whole game.
Exactly. Because if he had to do that by himself, he would die.
No one does it by themselves. All I'm saying is he's better than Montgomery.
Bijan gets like running backs like that get. The boatload of the carries.
So does...
30 carries. Saquon, 30 carries. Kenneth Gainwell, 4.
Bro, what are you trying to say right now? What are you trying to say
it's
right
different
now?
Load management for these guys.
Jahmyr Gibbs is a guy still.
Bro. Is Jahmyr Gibbs not better than Montgomery, bro?
He's better still, Brent.
He's a guy, yeah.
That's all I need to hear.
All right, congrats, bro.
Thank you, bro.
When Jordan Love is just in Cancun.
Why do you always bring up Jordan Love,
because that's what you do, bro.
I'm not saying shit about Jordan Love right now. I'm talking about a running back.
Yeah, because you can't.
I'm talking about a running back.
Because you can't. If you could, you would be.
You would be.
I mean, he's better than Caleb Williams, so.
No, he's not.
Come on, bro.
If Jordan Love was in any situation like Chicago, we wouldn't even know who Jordan Love is.
Bro, he would ball out with those receivers, bro.
Please.
He would have a ball with those receivers, bro.
Hey, Brandon, you're tweaking right now. Still on that
you're
one.
Really going to say
I'll stand
Caleb.
On that. Any quarterback that's in Caleb's position will not do as good as Caleb.
Patrick Mahomes would.
Yo, just chill,
Lamar
bro.
Jackson, just Joe Burrow.
Bro, Caleb's not doing well, bro. He's just not throwing picks.
He's doing pretty well.
Yo, bro, like, I just... Okay, bro, You can say he's doing well. I'll allow you to say that.
You think he's doing well, though?
I don't think he's doing that well, but, like, for a rookie, I guess he's good. But, yo, better than Jordan Love? Like, come on.
Ren, the guy's
he's going to be better than Jordan Love.
Okay,
let me
say
rephrase
that,
then. He's going to be.
Brandon,
we're going to have to see, though.
But, yo, he's been overthrowing dudes crazy, though.
It's his first year in the league, bro, with a shit coach,
yo,
shit offensive line.
Ball, I don't get it though. Like, can you not? I'm
go, okay, go
questions.
Back and look at all of his throws. Well, if you really think he can't throw the ball, then you're fried,
bro. There's some
then you need help.
Situational bad passes is what he does.
Yes, but he makes up for it.
I feel like a lot of his stats and shit is in garbage time, man. A lot
to come back and almost win the games, which he's done.
Well, if you throw 5 yards the first half and the other team's playing shell covers the whole game, I mean, yeah, you could do that.
So you're saying it's
impressive.
Easy. It's easy to come back
I'm
in those
situations. I'm not saying
it's
as impressive as you think, bro.
All right, bro.
Yo, I ain't even trying to take nothing away from dude, bro. All I'm saying is I've watched a couple of his games where he has made errant pass time and time again, which has cost it this team, bro.
I feel like...
Well, you're not watching the whole thing because you haven't seen his offensive line then. You're just watching him standing there.
I feel like he is the reason he has such harsh criticism. He is his own worst enemy, man. He gave himself all that fucking pressure. All those expectations.
Every number one overall pick has
bro. No one acts the way he acted, bro.
Who cares?
He was telling Chicago Bears to give him part ownership, bro.
That was cap, bro. What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? That's cap.
You know who
that's a TMZ report, bro.
Who's that?
Bro, he didn't tell the punter he's not going to be working?
Okay, yeah. He said that as a fucking joke. What about your TMZ report that you just said? Where'd you get that from? Dumbfacts.com?
I don't know. A bunch of people started reporting that, man. I don't know.
Name one. Name one reporter that reported it.
Bro, that was from the beginning of the year, bro. I'm not going to remember the source.
There's reputable reporters in the league, bro. Like Ian Rappaport. Did he report it?
I don't know, bro. I don't care about the Bears like that.
It's not valid. Then your point makes no sense then, bro.
Yo. Caleb.
You know, I don't even want there to be a chance that that's a true report. I'm not even gonna look for it.
Do you think that
I'm gonna let you have
that?
Do
you think that Caleb underplayed this year, overplayed, or played right on target?
To expectations. I think for what he had.
To expectations though.
Yeah. To the expectations bestowed of him.
Bro, no one's going to play to expectations.
Brendan, just your
bro, he wasn't even close.
He was pretty close.
He was not close, bro.
Just your humble
opinion. This is just your guys' opinion because you don't watch the games. You don't really know about the team shit going on. Look at teams with number one overall offensive lines. Was Jared Goff good when he had pressure on him? Was Sam Darnold good when he had pressure on him?
Even your expectation. You thought they were going to the playoffs.
I thought they had a good offensive line, but they're dog water. Do you see the dysfunction in the team? They fired the offensive coordinator after 8 weeks.
You said they were
good.
They
fired the head coach after 12 weeks.
You said Eberflus was good to start the season.
Yes, bro. Are we not wrong? Did you not say Packers are going to be in the Super Bowl? Though.
We're saying expectations.
Yeah, expectations can be wrong, bro.
That's
your expectations for the Packers. Yo, just like his expectations for the Falcons.
Yo, that's our question, though.
I just said that.
I
said he underachieved, yeah, his expectations.
Like, but you said it was close, though.
It was close. Look at his stats.
Your expectation was...
As a number one overall pick, go back and look who's ever had those stats.
They're going to have 10 or 11 wins, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was wrong.
Yeah, that was your expectation, though.
Yes.
And you were wrong.
Like, that wasn't close.
So, and it wasn't close, bro. You got half of that.
Okay, so what are you trying to say? That I'm right or that I'm wrong?
You're wrong.
And I just said that I'm wrong. No, so no what are you trying to prove?
No, but
here?
You said he was close. We're just
his play.
Was it close?
You're talking about the record compared to him playing. That makes two.
If he played, there's like three games I can name that if he just played a little bit better, they would have won. Three games I can name off the top of my head.
Name them.
Houston. Y'all remember that game?
That was crazy, bro.
Houston, what's this last game they lost to Seattle, bro? Yo, Brandon, just for once, like, can you explain that?
Yo, bro, the Colts game.
No, the Colts look game. At the play calling, bro. Like, come on.
Bro, they put up 3 points, bro.
Yeah, that's all on Caleb.
It's not.
He called 20 screen passes a game. That's all on Caleb, right?
Yo, you used to say their coach was great, bro.
I'm just saying, bro. 3 points is fucked.
You guys clearly don't understand how teams work and
bro,
how shit works.
Bro, the guy played like he didn't live up to expectations.
Okay, go back and review every other number one overall pick rookie quarterback that's played as well as him stat wise. You will not find one.
Andrew Luck didn't.
Are you saying the future is bright?
Andrew Luck didn't. Go compare his stats to Andrew Luck. Go compare it to Peyton Manning or any rookie quarterback.
But yo, bro.
But yo, what?
Who had these expectations, though?
Peyton Manning had a bunch of expectations. This guy came out through the most picks in the league.
Okay, yo, bro. We are not going to talk about... We're just talking about you and your expectations for the Bears this year. That's
yes,
all we're talking about.
And I said it was wrong. First, you said
Caleb.
And it
was close, though.
You
That's
said... No, then now you're changing up. Because now you're talking about the Bears. But first, you're talking about Caleb playing.
But yo, why did you why did you have those expectations? It was because of Caleb.
It was because of the team they built around him.
And he still couldn't perform.
You guys are actually clueless, bro. Sorry, bro. You guys actually need a map, bro.
Okay, let's see his stats.
Y'all are lost. Let's see his stats. Y'all are lost, actually. You don't know football.
Brandon, what do you said was funny, though?
Bro, did you watch the Seahawks game, though, bro? Actually, honestly, bro.
Please, Brandon.
Did you watch that game?
Brandon. So you're going to talk about one game?
Here's another one.
You're going to talk about one game?
No, there's a bunch of them. The San Francisco game? Ass water. He played like ass water, bro.
I don't even remember that game, to be honest.
You had to forget it.
Yeah, bro.
It was bad, bro.
The Vikings, bro.
When he played them the first time?
The last time.
First time he stormed back in the second half.
Didn't they lose some
stupid way in that game?
Yes.
Bro, they lost to the Patriots, bro.
Sorry, bro. That one's fucked.
It is, but go back and watch the play calling. None of it makes sense.
They only put up 3 points that game too, no?
Yes, bro. If you think
play calling doesn't matter, then you don't know football.
We're not saying that, bro.
That's the bottom line. If you're going to blame it all on Caleb and say it's all his fault and he has control of the playbook, then
It seems like you're not giving him any blame, bro.
Any accountability still.
Yes, he has a lot of bad moments, but it's not all on him, and it's not all of his fault.
100%. I agree with you. 1,000%.
That's what you guys are trying to paint it as. It's all of his fault.
I'm saying it's 60 or 70% his fault.
Yeah.
No. I'd say it's 40 or 45%
his fault. All right, we'll give him 45%. That's dope.
And that's because he's a rookie.
Yeah.
Which no other rookie could do in that situation.
Bro, I just don't like how that's said, bro. Like, cause look at what CJ Stroud did last year.
With a fully complete team that didn't have any dysfunction.
But bro, like, who thought of Houston as a good organization before he came there?
They made the changes necessary to get there. They hired a good coach.
McGrath's a good coach.
I mean, you thought Eberflus was good though.
Bro, right. We knew he was bad from so long. I was hoping that he would be good. Bro,
I don't know why you said we. We didn't know. Okay. You thought they were good.
I thought Eberflus would have been a good coach, yes.
Yeah.
So what do you want me to say, Sonny? What do you want me to say?
Did Joe Burrow come into a good organization? No.
He came into a good coach.
I don't know if Jaden Daniels' situation is that good.
Yo, what?
Washington was pretty shitty organization.
Look at what they fucking have, bro. They have a good offensive line, Cliff Kingsbury, and they have Dan Quinn as their head coach.
But yo.
How is that not a good situation?
But yo, it does, like.
Like, I just don't think that, like.
If Jaden Daniels played like shit, we wouldn't be giving them credit.
Yeah, you think it's It's a cool question.
Like, what I'm saying is it goes hand in hand.
You think if Jaden Daniels was on
the Bears, Jaden, the only reason they're doing good is because of Jaden Daniels.
No.
That's not what I'm saying. It all comes together. Exactly.
Hand in hand.
Exactly.
Right. So how can you hold the same standard to a quarterback that has two different head coaches?
Jaden Daniels, two different offensive coordinators.
The only reason we're doing that is because of the expectations.
Jaden Daniels in Chicago does better than Caleb Williams.
No, he doesn't. He crumbles. He gets injured by week 5.
You're actually bugging.
With all the sacks that
he's
going to take?
He would have made his open passes, man.
Oh, bro. You guys don't understand how pressure is with the quarterbacks.
No, are you saying the psyche part of it fucked him up?
Not the psyche part. The offensive line being so shit. Jaden Daniels has more than 4 seconds to throw every time.
I've seen.
And look at the play calling difference. That's all you have to do.
Y'all didn't want Cliff.
Yes, that's the organization's fault. I agree with you, Sonny. I agree.
So it feels like it doesn't matter what you do. The organization is fucked.
How does that make sense, bro?
How does that not make sense, bro?
I think Jaden Daniels.
Y'all are not going to make the right hires.
Jaden Daniels is a better football player than Caleb Williams, is all I'm saying.
We'll see in the long run.
Dude, you just don't, like, actually, no bias, don't agree with me?
No, like, I don't agree with you.
Like, just thinking about these two players, like.
Yes.
Open run.
Compare them as two players, yes.
Okay. I'm just asking the question what you thought.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Did you say that before that too? Because you weren't fucking with Caleb before he got signed to the Bears.
Before what?
Before he got drafted to the Bears. Were you thinking that before? Like,
he was always a good player. I thought he was always a good player. I didn't want him to replace Justin Fields, but he did.
Back then, though, you thought he was better than Jaden, too?
I didn't even know who the fuck Jaden Daniels was, to tell you the truth. No, but I knew who Caleb was.
We know now, though.
Yeah, we know now. Yeah. Yeah, we know now.
Yo, this is what I think, though. I feel like if there wasn't such high expectations for Caleb, we'd all be looking at the season differently. Don't you think?
No, I don't think.
Yes, bro, we would.
They still did a shit season, regardless. Yeah, but
we wouldn't be like, "Oh, brah, Caleb, you're so ass, man."
You guys are the only people saying that.
He's had his ass moments, bro.
Yeah, he's had his bad moments. So did Jaden Daniels.
I didn't really see when he bad moments.
You ain't looking at it.
When he had his rib injury, like
when though, what games?
He's had bad games, bro. Are they undefeated?
No, but like,
yeah, but who has?
Go back and look at the games they lost. Did he play good?
Who has more though? Like, guys,
what games can you definitively, off the top of your head, say? Oh yeah, I remember that game. Jaden was out of his pocket that day.
Well, I don't watch Jaden Daniels like that, to tell you the truth.
But yo, I don't watch Caleb like that, but I still see that he played ass.
You watch the games because you bet on them.
I bet on everybody.
Man, they bet some.
You don't bet on Washington, your division rival. Am I lying?
Money gonna pay. You know what I'm
saying? You don't bet on them, though.
Yo, he's had some really good wins, man.
Jaden?
You actually really go down the line, bro.
You kick Caleb?
No, Jaden. Oh, is this guy injured?
You just got stepped on. You'll be fine. Yeah, what wins? Because you beat the Bengals early.
Yeah, you beat the Bengals early. Clutch play. Destroyed the Cardinals. Destroyed the Browns. Just lost to the Ravens. Destroyed the Panthers. Beat Caleb 1-on-1.
On a fucking Hail Mary. We should have lost.
That game shouldn't have been close, though, man.
Beat Giants. Lost.
Whose fault is that? That's Jaden Daniels not making the plays. Did you watch that game?
No, it was your defense playing well, man.
Oh, now it's the defense playing well. It's not Jaden Daniels not making the reads or getting sacked. It's the defense playing well.
They're in the red zone like four times, bro. Your defense is good, bro.
If they're in the red zone four times, Jaden Daniels is so good. Why didn't he score?
I even think, like, if your defense wasn't as good, Caleb probably would have had two wins.
Nah, you tripping.
No, that first win was all defense, bro. Defense and special teams, bro.
Against Tennessee, bro?
That first one, yeah.
Again, back to the play calling.
Yeah, whatever, bro.
The defense wasn't there.
Look at the play calling for a team like Detroit.
Bro.
Brandon, you see the difference, right?
I didn't say anything about coaching here. All I said is if the defense wasn't as good, he would have had two wins instead of five.
Yeah, and if the coaches weren't so shit, he probably would have had 10 wins instead of five.
Ten's a fucking stretch.
Bro. So you can say whatever you want based off theory.
I'm just basing it off of the possible reality. Okay, possible reality. They should have been undefeated. They should have never lost this year.
Exactly. That's a possible reality, too.
Yeah, yeah. They should have.
They could have went 0-17.
Well, they should have been the best team in the NFL then.
Yeah, Eagles should have fucking already won the Super Bowl from the beginning of the season because they're so good. They got Saquon. Yeah,
just like that.
Damn. Yeah. Dude.
Bang on.
Yeah.
Right on point there.
Yep. Bro. So hammer it home.
Can we
come to an agreement?
We're not going to come to an agreement.
I was just trying to go through the games for next week, but Brandon just stopped when you offended him about the Caleb Williams thing.
Do we have one more game?
There's one more
game. It's Rams against most likely Vikings.
Yo, I think Rams could win that. Ah, man, I just...
Why?
Just can't. I don't
Why
know.
What, bro?
I tripped. I recanted my statement before I made it.
He thought the game was close.
No.
What?
I misunderstood who's actually playing next week.
Okay. I got
Rams beat the
Rams.
Rams beat the Vikings.
Yeah, experience.
Not even that.
Better coach team. Look at that. Look at that. That's a wrap.
To the crib. Oh.
Yeah. I'd be worried about these guys, yo.
Yeah, Detroit's a bigger problem still.
I'd be worried about these guys, yo.
And now they're going to have a chance to get healthy.
Yep. 15-2.
They're good. Detroit's a squad still.
I'll be honest, bro.
They're probably the best team in the league right now.
And they look a lot different now that they got Anzalone back, bro, on defense.
Yo, we were in agreement with all the games, right?
Yes.
But Brandon,
except for Washington.
You have Bucks?
I feel like Washington wins.
Oh, yeah. That's how this whole
Okay.
No, I said Washington.
I said Washington. Sonny said Bucks.
Oh, you said Bucks.
Yeah, I said Bucks. But, yo,
I can see Washington winning that game, bro.
Yeah, it's not. I don't need to stand on that, to be honest. So, yo, then let's project. So if
it goes Philly.
Yeah, so it would be Detroit versus Washington then, right? Because they're number six.
Yeah.
Okay, we could all say Detroit's winning that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be Philly versus
Rams.
Rams.
Philly wins that.
I think Philly wins that, so.
Yeah, Philly should win that. And then it'll be Detroit versus Philly.
In Detroit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hate, bro. Still. But
it's a tough game.
It'll be a good game, though.
Yeah, a tough game, man. I'm at the point of the season where I understand that Detroit, they're good.
Yo, I think you guys are pretty.
Oh,
wow. That's another one. This guy's playing.
Angeloni's a guy.
He's playing. Yeah, you have to.
He's all over the field,
man. Bro, off sheer coach, bro, because that's where I feel like your teams are just not close.
Nah, you know what? I know Sirianni might have the last call, but they have good coordinators.
Brother, Ben Johnson?
He's obviously the
definitely
best.
Definitely top tier.
You got Ben Johnson and
Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn's a good
team,
bro.
And you got Dan Campbell.
This guy's 18 for 40?
He sucks, bro. The blitz has
That's
him.
Insane,
The blitz
bro.
Has him. Is it, have you seen him under the pressure today?
Yeah, bro. Have you seen him over his career under the blitz?
So, yeah, I feel like that's probably the only reason I'm really big, basing it off like just storyline, really. It feels like they just have the it factor, you know? I think Eagles have a better quarterback, even though stats aren't even close. And they have a better running back. Do they have a better receiving room? Receiving room could be like canceled out.
Yeah,
it's kind of close.
It's close because they also have a really good tight end, right?
Yeah, they have a really good tight end. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, I feel like that's just like all that other stuff
but
is
But you
close.
Know what that game's going to be, bro? That game's going to be a fucking trench work game, bro.
Yeah, and then
that's gonna
who
be,
you take it in the trenches?
Got to take Saquon.
But
trench warfare is line play, bro.
Yeah, I take the Eagles line.
But
the defensive line? Yeah.
Even like,
but then
you see
got
these guys
whole line, you know, like it's gonna be, like it's gonna come down to one play, to be honest.
Like these guys, like Aaron Glenn's big on throwing these blitzes and shit, right?
That's what fucks up plays,
cause like.
And is Jalen Hurts a good blitz beater?
He's not
he's
bad.
Pretty decent.
He's not bad, but AJ Brown and Devontae Smith are great on crossers. They're also good
especially
with yards
Devontae
after
Smith.
Yeah, this is great with yards after reception is what they're good at.
And Saquon's good at blocking.
Yeah. But yo, then again, though, you have a blitz like this on the deep 4th and 10.
Yeah,
like,
then you're fucked.
You're cooked, bro. You can't even. But look at the blitz that's coming at you, bro. You literally, you can't do anything.
I don't think we should blame Darnold for losing this, man. Like, look, no one even thought they would get this close to the one seed, bro.
Not even that, bro. Detroit's defense has been playing fucked today. Yeah. That's the concerning part. They're not healthy and they're playing fucked.
So Montgomery is
well.
Coming back.
To be fair. Sam Darnold did miss.
That is
Jefferson.
True, though. That was a different game.
And that, yeah, that would have been a way different game.
That's two touchdowns. Yeah, yeah.
And then AFC. Feel like it's just going to go to.
It's going to come down to Chiefs.
Chiefs. Ravens. Chiefs, Ravens.
Or Bills. Chiefs, Bills, or Chiefs, Ravens.
You think Bills are going to be good in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like they're missing.
I feel like Amari Cooper is really going to
come alive. I forgot they have Amari. He hasn't been healthy.
Yeah. He's not that good, bro.
It's good enough.
He's not been playing good with the team, man.
He just hasn't gelled enough yet. I feel like that emergency is going to
come. You feel like he's
going to
gel? Like,
I just think, I don't know. Those things happen in the playoffs, bro.
I just feel like, yo, you look at the Ravens roster, their defense, first of all, is on fire right now, bro.
Roquan.
Roquan. Wiggins just got a pick, the rookie.
Nate Wiggins.
Yeah.
Humphrey's on fire. And who they put at safety?
They had Eddie Jackson.
Kyle Hamilton.
Kyle Hamilton, yeah, that was all they needed, bro.
He was playing nickel for a while.
Kyle Van Noy has 13 sacks, bro.
Yeah, he just got his incentive.
He's third in sacks, bro.
He's been good, though.
Yeah.
Yo, he was never this good, bro.
He was quietly, though. He was quietly
not a sack leader like that, bro.
They're just using him to his strengths.
But I mean, like, think about the sack leaders.
Brother, I used to watch the Patriots. I'm telling you, he was never this good. Well, I don't know what the fuck happened to him.
I don't know what you guys do with players, but nobody ever looks that great on the Patriots.
If you know what are you talking about, bro?
No, what I mean is,
you even talking
about? I'm saying it's more of a team thing. Other than Stephon Gilmore.
What?
Like, he's trying to say there's no standout player on the defense.
Chandler Jones. We drafted him.
Yeah, like on the Patriots, though.
What do you mean? He was on the Patriots.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, when playing
for the Patriots, no one ever like stands out.
Chandler Jones.
I don't remember him standing out.
What are you talking about, bro?
I just don't remember. I could be wrong.
Brandon, do you remember Chandler Jones on the Patriots?
I remember when he was
good, but I don't feel like he stood out more.
I remember when he went to Arizona.
You know what? Let's. I actually don't even know his stats.
Like, I actually don't remember. I just don't
think he stood out more than the other defensive players you guys had.
Vince Wilfork?
Yeah, like he was probably the most.
He was like a household name.
Yeah. Teddy Bruschi.
Who's that?
Asante Samuel? Bro, what are you talking about?
I think you misunderstand the point. Like
standing out, but he was standing out, bro.
In the league, though. In the league.
Asante Samuel wasn't standing out.
Was he
are you serious?
Was he like number one?
He was on the fucking 2007 Patriots team, bro.
I know. Was he number one, though? Like, what I'm saying is, like, TJ Watt, for example.
Or like Jalen Ramsey.
Or like Myles Garrett.
I don't think we had anybody that good.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to say, bro.
That's crazy good, bro.
But like, what I'm saying is, Vannoy, you said he was good, but he wasn't that good. Like, he was quietly doing his job, though.
And now Ravens are just using him to his strength.
2015, he was a Pro Bowler, Chandler Jones. He won a Super Bowl with us. He had 11 sacks his second year, 12 and a half his fourth year.
Yeah.
It's my bad.
No, he's good. He was good. I just actually don't even remember him now. 2015, it was a decade ago.
Asante Samuel.
2015 was a decade ago.
Yeah, and Gilmore won a Defensive Player of the Year. That was crazy. Bro, he was number one, man. Asante Samuel. He was first team all pro in 07.
Okay. All right. So it's Asante Samuel and Stephon Gilmore. Of recent history.
Yeah.
I mean, Rodney Harrison and all those guys were good too, though. Like, don't get it twisted. They were good. But they all felt like they played to their role.
Who else was it?
Like a game wrecker.
Ty Law. This is old, though. I don't fucking... We weren't even
like, watching. The strength of the Patriots' defense was you can't plan for one specific person.
It's the Ty unit Law
as a whole.
Yeah.
Ty Law, 03, first team all pro.
Is that Daniel Jones?
Yeah, bro. You didn't know they signed him as backup? Because McCarthy's injured?
That's crazy, still.
There's another one, Jeff.
That guy used to losing. What, Ty Law?
First team all pro.
Was he 2002?
2003.
2003.
Hall of Famer.
They're good. That guy actually looks like a ute.
Yeah, bro. What the fuck?
What the fuck? That's crazy, bro. Imagine getting torched by this guy.
Yo, he is never starting, bro.
You're tripping. It's going to be nice.
The what? So you'd get rid of... Do you get rid of
yes.
him, bro?
Yes. Journeyman quarterback? Brandon
is a journeyman. He's accomplished that now, still.
Devin McCourty went second team All-Pro on 2010. 2013, 2016. You know, he was a fucking good safety, man. Devin McCourty?
Wasn't Devin McCourty a corner? Isn't Jason McCourty the safety?
No, safety. Jason was a corner.
Oh, okay.
We had some guys, man. Come on. Disrespect us like that.
I was even trying to say, I didn't say they were shit, though. I was saying they do.
Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
Gerard Mayo was the guy.
Well, we see how that ended.
What do you mean? He was sick. He was sick when he played.
Fuck with you, bro. Fuck with you.
It was time to move on with him, bro. You know what Defensive Rookie of the Year, first team all pro in 2010. What are you talking about? We've had guys, bro.
I just don't remember.
Yo, you were not watching Patriot football, man.
We're also youths. We're like 12.
That's
we're like 5 and shit.